Hello. Today we are going to take a look at how to create Visual WebPart for Office 365 SharePoint. People saying Visual WebPart is going to be removed in SharePoint 2016, but I think it will still stay for at least 2 more years because it is the most easiest way I found to customize the customer list, the custom list, right? At first, I will create a custom list called approval list in my on-premise. You can see this is my on-premise. I will say add an app. I will choose custom list. I'll name it approval list. I will do the same thing on the Office 365 SharePoint. I will also add an app. Custom list. I give the same name, approval list. Now you can see we have a list in the Office 365 SharePoint, and I have the same name, the list with the same name in the SharePoint on-premise. Let's go over to Visual Studio 2015. Now I'll say new. I'll go to Office SharePoint. I'll go to SharePoint Solution. I'll choose the 2013 Visual WebPart. I'll just say OK. Now I key in the URL of the website. Let's put the Office 365. And I put deploy as a sandbox solution, and it's also saying that the sandbox solution will be removed. Let's see. So I click finish. You realize that that is why I need an on-prem SharePoint. You cannot create the project directly in Office 365 SharePoint. So I say okay. So I'll change the URL to my local or on-prem SharePoint. So as I finish, then the project will be creating. The project has been created. So we now drag the control onto the page. It's a very simple control. I will put a text box. I will then put a button. Well, That's simple enough. So I can go to the design here. Okay, this is the interface that you're going to see. So I'm going to change the name cause button to save. This is not MVC, so you can still see the interface. This is a kind of web form. So we'll say save, right? So now I want to put the code behind here. So I double click the button. Then I will insert the code snippet. Let me save this. Now I can try to build or review it. It's building now. You can see that I will have error because I did not include the assembly. So let me right click this. And have a quick action. So I was just using the SharePoint. Okay, now I think I can rebuild this. Hold on. It's still building, it seems. So the first time failed. Now I can rebuild it. Rebuild solution. So rebuild all started again. Okay, this time succeed. So now I can deploy the solution to my SharePoint on-prem. Deploy. So you will see it's actually deploying. I can use the view and probably open the output window. So we can see what is going on behind. You were actually starting to deploy the service. So adding the solution, okay, deploy success. So I can now go to the SharePoint on premise to verify that I have the web part. So I click on the list, approval list. From the approval list, I click the list. Then I go to web parts, form web part, loading. So I choose the default new form. Loading. So I actually going to web part. So I'm going to actually close it. And I'm going to add this web part. Loading again. Okay, so now I can go to custom. Our web part is here. We will say add. Web part added. So we stop editing. New item. Loading. Okay. Never mind. We'll close this one later. It pop up somehow. Let me just say that it was a SAF. Okay, so I am now going back to the list. Let's take answer. Yes, you see the item is added. I will be going back to fix the form later on. Okay, I come back to the edit web part. By right, if I untick this, it will not appear. But somehow it will not happen now. So I just completely close it again. Wait for a while. Okay. So I Stop editing. Okay. So now I left only this part of it. So you like go to the approval, please, and I click new again. Here you go. To deploy the web part to Office 365, you need to upload your WSP file to the Office 365 SharePoint site. So I go to Site Settings, Solution, Upload Solution, or browse to this folder. Choose the file and say open and say OK. I need to activate it. Oops. Let me check. Okay. I resolved the error. The error is actually causing by Visual Studio 2015. So I have to roll back to 2013. I will troubleshoot the 2015 later. Okay, so now we have the web part here. We go back to our site, click on the approval list. Okay, so we go to the list, we go to default new form, so now I will uncheck this. Okay, it's off. So now we add the web part. We go to custom. Here is our web part. We just say add. Will take a while. Here you go. So I now stop editing. I will click new item. Again, I have to close this one later. You cannot uncheck that checkbox, you have to actually just close it entirely. Anyway, let's try again and let's just say test and say save. Right, so I go back to the list. A while. Still loading. Okay, I go back to the list. Here you go. So it actually works for the on-prem SharePoint and as well as your Office 365 SharePoint. Thanks for watching.